Next to the ongoing controversy over the claims made by Belfast woman Maria Cahill. Now, yesterday in the Dáil, the Taoiseach Enda Kenny agreed to a request from Sinn Féin leader Gerry Adams to meet a delegation from that party to discuss the allegations of abuse by Republicans and the wider allegations of a cover-up by Sinn Féin. And that's a charge, of course, that the party has vigorously contested. Jennifer McCann is a Sinn Féin MLA and a junior minister at Stormont with responsibility for, among other issues, victims of the Troubles. She has now written to the Taoiseach to arrange details of that meeting. A short time ago, I spoke to Jennifer McCann and I asked her first about her meeting with Maria Cahill back in 2005.
Well, Richard, as you said, I met Maria in 2005 when I was working with her in the local community forum. Maria told me about the rape. She did mention who the person was. I didn't know the person at that time. And to be honest with you, my main concern about Maria at that stage was her state of mind. She was very, very clearly traumatised still by that rape. And as a result of that, you know, I advised her to seek counselling. I also spoke to one of her family members. And, you know, I actually brought Maria home to my house one night because I was concerned. And she slept in my child's bed. I took my child out of the bed for her to sleep in the bed because I didn't want to have her, you know, on her own.
So you had a good chance to discuss things. What was the discussion that you had then about the IRA's internal inquiry?
Well, Maria didn't go into any detail in and around any IRA inquiry. But can I say, you know, I mean, I have listened to Maria and what she has been claiming happened. And I have to say that if it happened in the way Maria said it happened, it shouldn't have.
Well, you say you didn't get into any detail, but she did tell you about an internal inquiry, did she?
No. Maria's discussions with me were mainly around at the time I'd only sort of got to know her, and her discussions around at that time to me was in and around the trauma that she suffered as a result of the rape.
But she also says that part of the trauma for her and a big part of the trauma was being forced to attend these internal inquiry meetings, and it just seems strange that she wouldn't have discussed that with you in any great detail.
Well, you see, Richard, I mean, I can only tell you what happened and what Maria discussed with me. And the thing is that in terms of I have heard what Maria has said subsequently to that, and I've listened to her what she has said over the past week. And, you know, I have to say that there were a number of people who have even approached me over the past week, people who tried to help Maria as much as they could. That is what I tried to do at the time. And, you know, if things happened in the way Maria is saying that they happened, then it was totally wrong. And, you know, she has to be supported through that. Right. But at the time, whenever I was working with her, she came to work in the community forum. I was already working there. And my concern about her was her state of mind.
All right. Now, she says, and you admit, excuse me, that she mentioned the name of the rapist, but you say you didn't really know who that person was, yet that person was a well-known person in Republican circles.
Well, I didn't know him. I might have heard his name, but I certainly didn't know him, no.
And what did you do with that information? You knew and accepted that she'd been raped. You had a name. What act did you make then?
Well, Richard, you have to understand, Maria disclosed this in confidence to me as an adult. Maria was about 23, 24 at that time when she disclosed that. She at no time asked me to report it anywhere, but I did say to her, look, I think you need to talk to a counsellor, because I knew a counsellor's protocols would have meant that at least the counsellor would have had to report it to social services. But you can't force anybody to make a decision about going to the police. That has to be a person's decision.
All right,
themselves.
Did you raise it within the Republican movement?
Well, no, I wasn't. Again, this was told to me in confidence. This was told to me as a work colleague saying this to me. Maria didn't ask me to speak to anybody about this, so I was respecting her confidentiality.
All right, fair enough.
But can I say, you know, I mean, I did advise her to go to a counsellor because I knew a counsellor would have had to go to social services. I also spoke to one of Maria's family members and expressed my deep concern about what she had told me, and also that I had a concern about her mental health or her state of health at that time.
All right. Now, you say and others say that Sinn Féin were not involved in a cover-up of this or indeed other similar cases. But can you categorically state that some members of the party were not and are not involved in a cover-up?
Well, Richard, all I can say is that Sinn Féin, in my opinion, have been very as open as possible. There has been a number of people that has been named, from last week. And can I say that I've spoken to some of those people, and what they're saying to me is what they tried to do at the time was to help Maria through the trauma of the rape in whatever way they could do it. And, you know, I certainly don't believe there was a cover-up. I still don't believe that.
But I suppose the question I have for you, Jennifer, is how can you categorically state that all members of Sinn Féin were not and are not involved in a cover-up unless you have carried out a comprehensive review and spoken to people in power at that time?
Well, what I'm saying is that the people have told me this week that they tried their best to help Maria at that time, and they categorically deny that there was any cover-up. And I don't believe there was a cover-up by Sinn Féin, and I certainly don't believe it now. And, you know, I mean, we do have to look at this going back into the context. And I'm very, very sensitive here, because the important thing is that I want to, and I have dealt with historical abuse cases in recent years when I have become an MLA, and I want to send out the message that really, you know, that Sinn Féin are here to support people, and if people want to come forward, I also want, no, I think it's an important point. I also want to make sure that anyone that has been a victim of abuse, particularly child sexual abuse, can come forward and know that Sinn Féin are supporting them through that, and to know that we will help them in any way can.
So your assertion is that you and indeed Gerry Adams has the same assertion, and that the four named people, or indeed anybody from Sinn Féin who met with Maria Cahill to discuss this case, were doing it in the context of being a friend, a colleague or a confidant, where you were there, if you like, to help her through this difficult period, and it was not in the context of an IRA internal inquiry into who had raped her.
Well, Richard, all I can say is, and I didn't know about this until 2005, I met Maria through work. Maria came to work in the community forum. Maria disclosed about the rape to me as a work colleague at that time. And all I can say is I don't know anything about what happened previous to that, but I can categorically say, and I know, and I want to say this because, I mean, it's important for me as well, and it's important for my family. I have children, and I want people to know that I help Maria as much as I can, Maria knows that.
Now, Gerry Adams has admitted that there were internal inquiries or kangaroo courts, if you like, into other cases of sex abuse. Why was there not one then in the case of Maria Cahill?
Look, I don't know if there, you know, I mean, I can only tell you that my dealings with Maria happened in 2005. I didn't have any dealings with Maria prior to that. And can I just reiterate again, you know, I tried my best to help her. I did what I could for her. And I also passed the information on to one of her family members. Now, I mean...
Okay, you've made that point. On the wider issue of abuse by Republicans and the investigations and the punishments meted out, Maria Cahill and indeed others say that people were found guilty, they were kneecapped, they were beaten. Some were sent to exile to the South. Is that true? What knowledge do you have of that practice?
Well, I think it is common knowledge that the IRA, in the absence of an accountable and impartial police and service, the people in the local community where I grew up and where I came from would have looked to the IRA to deal with issues of criminality, would have dealt with issues like drug dealing, car theft, and to be honest, I'm sure they dealt with cases of sexual abuse as well. Now,
Maria Cahill didn't ask you, by the way, to convene a internal inquiry or to carry out your own investigation, did she?
No.
And in terms of the wider issue of people being exiled to the South, the suggestion has been made that people were sent South and that they're still in the South and they still represent a significant threat to children or to minors.
Well, I know nothing about that. I mean, you're asking me questions here that I have absolutely no knowledge of.
But you've been in the Republican movement. You've been a member of Sinn Féin and the IRA for some considerable time.
Yes.
So you might have knowledge of these matters.
I don't have knowledge of anything like that. All I can say to you asked me what happened when Maria disclosed this information to me, and I've told you what I did to try and help her. I have to reiterate it again that I did nothing but try to help and support her.
We are getting individuals denying involvement in various aspects of this case. Has Sinn Féin carried out a comprehensive internal inquiry into what happened around that time, and have you spoken to all of the key people involved so that you can then definitively say nothing wrong was done and there was no cover-up?
No, I haven't. I haven't done that.
And, well, has the party done it?
Well, I'm not aware of that.
Should it do it then?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's something that the party would have to discuss.
Well, let me put it another way. Why shouldn't it do it? Given that it's saying there's no cover-up, that claim surely lacks substance unless you can say we have inquired into these matters, we've spoken to everybody involved and they've all denied responsibility. Then you could categorically say no cover-up. Otherwise, well, surely some individuals there may have covered it up unbeknownst to you personally.
I don't believe there was a cover-up.
Why do you
believe
that?
I don't believe there was a cover-up because I know some of the people that Maria mentioned in on the programme, and I have spoken to some of the people that Maria mentioned in the programme, and in my opinion, what they have told me, there was no cover-up, and they try to help and support her as much as possible. Now, that there can, I mean, if people... You see, this is the other part of this. Nobody has even came to ask my side of this. I was getting, my name was getting put out there, my name was getting dragged through the mud, as other people's names were also, and nobody came to ask our side of it.
Well, can I ask
you? Can I just make this point? I'm very, very conscious and very sensitive here that there's a victim here in the middle of this, and I don't want to be saying things, but all I want to say, and I want to reiterate again, that there was nothing from me anyway, there was nothing but help and support that was offered.